Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening, this Tuesday night, and I'm glad to be here with you. Sorry, I'm actually taking a note at the same time I'm talking. So thank you again for joining us. This is Deborah with you Tuesday evening, PGN, March 8th. 2022. God bless you, all of you. For those who are dialed in and ready for ministry, praise God for you and your faith in Jesus' name and for being here. And for those who are joining us streaming online or listening later, we bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as well. And I don't have a long note tonight. I just have something I did want to share, but I was asking the Lord to confirm it as well, which he did. And so I do want to talk just a little bit about something. I found something. What I'm going to do is I generally don't start this way, but I'm going to go ahead and it's a two minute song.
We welcome you here, Holy Spirit. You're welcome here, Holy Spirit. Come and do what you want to do, Holy Spirit.
God, thank you, Lord, for this evening. Father, may we bless your name tonight, Father God, as we lift you up. Lord, may you draw all men and women unto you, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you would be exalted and be lifted up in this place, Father. And we thank you for the opportunity to gather in one accord and one faith, Lord, and in this portal of your presence, Father. We thank you for this time together. And for the faith that you've given us, Father, and may you be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Lord, I learned a couple of weeks ago, this happened a couple of weeks ago. Generally, I don't like to talk about this kind of thing because I just feel like it's very personal. And but I felt like the Lord wanted me to share, so about, okay, and so then I was asking the Lord, well, if this is true, please confirm this, because you know this makes me uncomfortable to share these kinds of things. So lo and behold, he did confirm. So what happened was, generally when my husband and I, the Lord spoke something, and I think I've shared it years ago, that the Lord was telling me to tithe into what the Lord was doing in the future. And anyways, he was redirecting me and directing me in some way. So, and through a certain aspect that my husband gets from work. It's like a commission thing that he gets every month. And it's changed over the years because they've did some restructure, and because of COVID and business and stuff, they kind of restructured it and whatnot. But anyways, so that is one area that I knew was open to us, that we specifically weren't tithing specifically off of that. It was just an overall over the business general, but that specific area. And so, and that's when we began tithing here, using that here. And so generally that comes out at a certain time, again, every month. And so the last time that it came out, I usually, it will post, like it'll pre-post what the amount is, and then we'll just do whatever the tithe is and send that in. And when we did, it was, actually, I sent it in, and then my husband came back the next week and said, oh, that changed. There was a difference from what you gave to the amount that actually posted, because it's actually supposed to come out around the 20th, the 22nd. Generally, that's the third week of the month, but sometimes I'm ready. Sometimes that will fall on the fourth week of the month, if that makes sense, depending on the date. Generally, I wait, but for whatever reason, I didn't that month. I said, no, I'm just ready. Let's just send it, ready to hear the prayer. And happy to give it. So anyway, so when he came back, he said, well, no, this isn't right. When I said, oh, well, that's odd, because that just very rarely does that happen. And if at all, I don't even know if this ever happened, maybe. But anyways, the difference, I said, what is the difference of that? And I added it up, and it was $7. And so I'm going to be talking about the number seven. So when it was, and I said, well, I'm not, I said to myself and to the Lord, well, I'm not sitting on this $7 for a whole nother month. I'm sending this in. And then I just started asking the Lord, because it was the number seven as well, I said, Lord, do you have a verse? Is there scripture that you have to go with this? And my husband at lunchtime will listen to different teachings, a lot of end time stuff. It's kind of how he came to know the Lord too, was through some end time stuff. So the book of Revelation, just a lot of end time prophecies, Daniel, all of that kind of stuff. He's very much, that's been his emphasis, if you will, since he's come to know the Lord. And kind of like his passion and his heartbeat. And so he listens to different things at lunchtime on his computer, different teachings and different people and stuff. And so I passed by his computer. I'm talking to the Lord, and I passed by the computer, and the man was talking about that God did things, he did things in increments of seven, and the number seven to identify with him. And he was saying God did it very strategically, so that people, he said, like, he could have chose the number 10, and it would have been a lot simpler with math, and it would have been a lot easier, yada, 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 right? And, like, keeping with the columns and all that jazz. He said, but he chose the number 7 for that people to look to him and know that it's him, and that he is the creator and sustainer of the universe, when he has these, like, increments of the number 7. That the number 7 is associated with God, and that the hand of God is in it. And it all started, and I thought, well, that's interesting. I never heard that before. And some of these teachings that he listens to from the people are very traditional, kind of somewhat. But I was like, dang, that is good. That's a good word right there. And I never really heard that before, but it's true. And I was like, man, there's so much truth in that. And I just never, I don't know why I never caught that before. But so that things that, so I was thinking about and pondering it, I was like, that is so true. So I said, well, Lord, you have to have a scripture, you know, if I give this, you have, there's got to be a scripture that goes along with this, you know, that what is your word on this, and that you're on it, okay, you're on it, and that you're going to be magnified in this, and what is your verse for this? And that's where he led me to Psalm 12, verses 6 and 7, which was in the Amplified. It is worded this way. The words and the promises of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in an earthen furnace, purified 7 times. And you, O Lord, will preserve them and keep them, and you will protect him from this evil generation. So that's how that came about. Okay, that's how that came about. And so when I seen the prompting of the Holy Spirit to share the testimony, excuse me, what came across my path was Micah 7:7. And this is a new one to me. I didn't even really realize Micah 7:7, but it says this: therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. So it definitely has to do with prayer and interceding and associated with God again, right? And then I was reminded of a dream that I had with, I was traveling down the road, and the road, the outside was a little bit, I was in a car, I was driving, and it was, the road was curving to the left. So it was a slight curve to the left, but kind of like a backward C, letter C, if you will. And on the side, and it was a little bit ominous outside, kind of like at dusk, you know, kind of like that. And there was this huge boulder, this huge rock. And I was going around it. For some reason, it seemed like maybe I was in the mountains. You know, I don't remember seeing mountains, but it seemed like that type of picture. And on the rock, there was a light. There was a, like, it seemed like a light beam was on the, shining on the rock. And the number 7 was on the rock. And I was coming around the bend and turning, getting ready to turn, and could see that there clearly, that the Lord was showing me that. And that was it. That was the dream right there. That was the extent of it. So, on this here, the rock has to do with, too, of course, we know that Jesus Christ is the rock and that his work is perfect, and all of his ways are just, that he is faithful, righteous and upright, firm, stable, refuge. And the wise men built his house upon the rock. Okay, and then the road, let me see if that's here. Well, this says one's prevailing direction or approach to life, decisions leading to action. I like that. Okay, I'm going to stop there. And then the number 7, which most of you already know this, okay, but I'm just going to go ahead and read it. I pulled up some of these things. And the verse, Matthew 7:7, right? Ask and keep on asking, speak and keep on speaking, knock and the door shall be opened to you, Matthew 7:7. Also in the chapter of Matthew 7 is in Matthew 24 where he says, verse 24, it says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came up, and the winds blew, and there was a great fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished by his teaching, for he taught them as one of having authority and not as the scribes. So this is another reason, too, why we take even the prophetic word and we pray into it, right? With the words that you receive and praying into them, because you're doing something with them or whatever the action is, right? You're participating with that. So, okay, I guess I didn't read the number 7. As you know, it has to do with completeness, good, efficient, active life, wholesome, fullness, spiritual perfection and development, purification, consecration, weapon, self-defense, days of creation. And that's where it all starts, where people associate, because he created for 6 days, and on the 7th day he rested, because God did it. God completed it. The hand of God is the hand of God in all creation. His hand is in it. And this is when you see the number 7 repeated, the hand of God is in it. And apart from it, God created it.
He sustains it. He withholds it. But it all starts from that beginning point there. Okay, so we were when it talks about forgiving or forgiveness, where it says, I think it was in Luke, I forgot to write that verse down, but if I'm remembering correctly, where it talks about how many times shall I forgive my brother, and he says 70 times 7. Also has to do with the Passover and Pentecost, letters to the churches. So it's all throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. 7 letters to the churches, 7 seals, trumpets. I read an article this week that said the number 7 was in Scripture over 700 times. And the Lord's Prayer has 7 petitions, which is in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Okay, with that said, I want to go to, because I had a little book that correlates with some of these things here, and it was a book on intercession. So we're going to intertwine these and overlap these. And in this book, I was actually like, just as I was passing by doing normal household things, and I said, what is that book stashed in there? So it's just a small little book. It's actually titled this, Will You Intercede, by Derek Prince. So praise God for him and his teaching. And I was talking about some things. Where I left off, it was actually on Daniel. And so since our local church body had been teaching on Daniel, had my attention, and I wanted to read it, then I seen how some of those things overlapped here. So anyways, in reference to our and actually, let me see something here. I was going to look for Sylvia and open up her line afterwards if she was with us tonight. I don't see her right now. And ask her for her little corresponding natures to intercession in her life as well. However, in the Old Testament, we have a lot of really good examples of the patriarchs and the matriarchs who prayed and how they prayed, and a lot of things that we can glean from that, and how God came through and how they addressed God and what was taught, what they were praying about, there's a whole circumference of viewing what was going on there. In the New Testament, we have a lot of Paul's prayers, which are very concise and very rich. And really incredible, the revelation and the insight and how concise and rich they are. But not a lot of examples of prayers, not too many prayers. There are several prayers, and mostly Paul wrote them. And again, very concise, very rich, very good. And, you know, a lot about opening our spiritual wisdom and our eyes and growing and the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And having him expound in those places in our lives, in our hearts, and in our mind, and so that we might follow him more. And saying that, now we're going to launch back into those who did follow Christ wholeheartedly, okay, Abraham, Moses, and Daniel. And here's some things in this book that Derek Prince is drawing out, is these 6 elements are intercessor, okay? And this also does have to do with everything, with having to even ask of ourselves, ask of another person, and doing the word of God, right? Following him in our lives and what he's speaking to us and the things that he lays upon our hearts, and to pray, because he tells us to pray without ceasing. So what does that mean? That means that we should always be ready to pray and to ask of the Lord. He wants us to come to him. So the first thing was, number one, there's 6 things. Number one, their intimacy with God. So they had intimacy with God, their personal intimacy with God. Number two, there was boldness in addressing God. They had boldness in addressing God. They almost at some points in some of their prayers were almost, how was that worded? They were almost, I forget the word that was used. Let me see if I can find it here. Almost challenging God Almighty, almost challenging him to come through for him, okay? Yeah, so almost challenging God, but a boldness in addressing God. So they really did know who he was. They knew how he came through for them and how he would come through again. So they really knew Yahweh and his ways. Okay, so it's a boldness in addressing God. And not out of their own, but because they actually really knew the word of God, right? So the patriarchs, they knew the word. They followed the Torah. They knew that. They were living that out. They were living the word of God. Let's remember that too. So in that boldness in knowing God and coming to him, there was a conviction, number three, a conviction of God's absolute justice to judge the wicked and to spare the righteous. And, you know, sometimes we don't always know, and I know that you're people of prayer because you wouldn't even be here if you weren't people of prayer, but sometimes we don't always know when the Holy Spirit's going to hit us or show us or burden us or have this urgency to pray. But we need to remember this too, because sometimes when, and I used to do this frequently when I watched the local news, is when I would see something that happened that was unjust and this person was maybe still at large, I would pray for the justice of God to come swiftly in this action, and especially if it was something that was disrupting the whole community, like upsetting the whole community, upturning the whole community, and this person was at large and they were searching for them, you know, whether in the mountains or in the city or wherever it might be. You know, this disruption, you know, but I would just pray swiftly, God, let your justice come swiftly in this area. So if we know that this is how God works, and he does, by his justice, so the conviction of God's absolute justice, and this isn't something that we place on ourselves like, hey, injustice happened to me, so now, Lord, you get them, you know, like that kind of thing. It's not. It's the justice of God. And especially if the laws of the land, right? If it's in the laws of the land, then the justice of God, and that's set in place. Okay, so to judge the wicked and to spare the righteous. So we know our judgment time when we go before the throne is we will be spared because of his righteousness, and we carry his name. And he's given us that privilege because we've humbled ourselves and we received it. We've seen our need. We humbled ourselves. He's blotted out our transgressions, our sins. We return to him, and he's redeemed us. And for such a time as this, now we're here. Our feet are planted here on earth, but our spirit is seated in heavenly places with him. So when we enter in to this place, we, it is again priestly, which I've mentioned this before. It's for priestly calling, our priestly identity, and this place where we intercede and have heaven show itself on earth. Okay. Number four, there were concerned for God's, okay, you know, I was reading these, and I'm going to just say there's six of them. You can say to yourself, like, I am here. You know that little thing you see on the little, like, you look at the mall or the little map, and it says, you are here. That tells you where you are. This one, number four, I thought to myself after I read it, you are here. That's what I just kind of seen it this way. And I'm just being honest, and you guys can say where you are in your minds and in your hearts, where you are with the Lord in your intercession. But this one, number four, struck me as you are here. It says they're concerned for God's glory with conversely and corresponding disregard of personal interests and ambitions. So they're really setting themselves aside, right? Look at what Abraham did. Look at what Moses did. Look at what Daniel did. And in the essence, so that their concern was for God's glory, for people to know God, for him to be esteemed, for his majesty to be known, for him to be exalted, right? Not only in their lives, but in those around them and at large, and all these men reached their communities and the nation. But they were concerned more so, to rephrase this, for God's glory than this was with conversely and corresponding disregard for their personal interests and ambitions. And sometimes God asks us to do things where we do need to set ourselves aside. It's okay to ask him to confirm that and to establish that so that you know that it's him, that so it's not something where you feel like in your flesh that you have to, like you're not proving something. I mean, you just want to kind of work it out so you know it's not something in your own soul and or that he's trying to teach you or show you something in a different way within your soul. Okay. So you're cultivating these habits. But there's something here. I just remembered there was something here I wanted to write down. I want to see if I can find it. Because our very, I don't think I wrote it in here. But I was just talking about, okay, I don't see it right away. So maybe I'm not supposed to say it or find it. Number five. Your dedication, their dedication to the task, even at the cost of life. So just following through, maybe it's a prayer burden. Maybe, you know, the Lord's called you to work with certain people, certain groups of people, you know, serve the homeless maybe, but, you know, whatever it might be, that they were dedicated to the task, even at the cost of life itself, which means... There is a sense of sacrifice in that, hey, if the homeless need to eat on the weekend more so than, or whatever, more so than during the week, or and you can't go with your friends to the football game or whatever, you know, whatever it is, or working in the shelter, there's more people on the weekend and you have to cook and you're just, you know, you have to separate yourself sometimes from the things in life to complete the task of God, basically. That's what he's saying. Number six, willingness to identify with those whom we intercede. And so Daniel really did this because, I mean, we see him, Daniel, pray in such a way where he could have prayed, you know, for Nebuchadnezzar and his crew, if you will, in a different way. But he really prayed out of a heart of compassion and that God's mercy would reach them. And he identified, he had a willingness to identify with those with whom we intercede. And, you know, okay, let me just look again and see if, okay, yeah. But actually, Sylvia did mention that. She was saying, if you guys remember a few weeks ago, she was mentioning, she prayed for my jaw. Anyway, just the way it came up, and I happened to open her phone line, but then I said, hey, it's asked for prayer. And then she goes, hey, I'll put you on my list. I've actually been praying for people to receive healing. And when I pray and intercede for them, I pray that as if it's my own, as if it's my own healing. And the Lord's been setting her aside and having her pray for deliverance and healing for people. And so I'm grateful for that because her prayers reached heaven and God touched me. And even that week, she said, oh, I'll be praying for you this week. You know, I said, thank you very much. And I did notice a difference. I still do. I'm grateful for it. A very much big difference. And but I made note one particular day, it was on a Thursday. So the next week when she called back, I thanked her for praying and really interceding. And the Lord moved. And I said, I did feel his presence all week. And even the next day, I felt even a little bit better, even the very next day. But I said, there was something very specific where I really felt the presence of God with me on Thursday. I don't know if that makes a difference. Like, you know, so I wanted to make sure that I noted what day it was when I was sensing his presence. And she said, yeah, that made a lot of sense to her as well. So that's cool, right? When we can pray and intercede for each other and encourage each other. So Daniel also had a habit of prayer, which he prayed three times a day. But what he was doing was he was careful to cultivate his prayer. Okay, so he was mindful, intentional, and to cultivate prayer. He was focused in his prayer and persistent. When he did prayer and fasting, it was with the intent to what God intended. and in line with the will of God. So he was effective when he didn't give up. And he also, one thing about Daniel and his character too, is he knew the word, like he was in the word. So he also prayed and fasted and he was, you know, serving and he was in scripture reading, because what he brought forth to the people too was in Jeremiah, what was written 70 years earlier from the prophet Jeremiah, and that they would be free, okay? And so he, when he would have been reading the word of God as he was praying and fasting and brought that forth, but he had to have been reading scripture to quote something from the prophet Jeremiah, okay? So he responded to the revelation, took appropriate action and responsibility, and with the responsibility on him. So, and he met the conditions where the Lord said, call upon me and pray, and when you do, I will listen to you. And that was God's emphasis on prayer, is to look to him. Okay? So you, my friends, who are interceders, intercessors, the Lord says this, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. So this is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. And so the Lord is concerned when there is a lack of intercession. We see that, and I just have three more points. And Isaiah 59:16, it says the Lord saw and it displeased him that there was no justice, and the Lord saw that there was no man, and wondered that where there was no intercessor. So it does concern the Lord when intercession is not taking place. And we might not understand all of this, and I don't think I do, to the depth and to the degree and to the mystery of which is to be revealed. But if we see Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, and what he did was he prayed on earth. Jesus prayed on earth. He taught his disciples to pray, and he is now seated in heaven praying and interceding, making intercession on our behalf. Now, there's got to be something very profound and why we are to keep praying and why he is concerned when there is a lack of intercession, right? And, okay, so here's another interesting thing in the book, too, is why I was bringing this up, is because I've seen here there was a note in there for praying that there was a need for cleansing in the land. And if you can read Ezekiel 22, because I don't want to read all of that, but it said, in verse 23 at the beginning, it says, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on it and of indignation. And so there was cleansing that needed to be taken in the land. And what happened was, it was this cleansing needed to be taken, and this type of rain that it was talking about wasn't rain like it's raining right now. And even the big thing for the Holy Spirit to rain down is that it was a it was, what happened was, it was the Israelite leaders were out of order and they needed cleansing, and they were doing things wrong and out of order. And you know, sometimes the scripture uses the word wicked, and that's hard for me to call another person wicked when they're, anyways, but that the things that were happening were against the order and framing of the way the Lord wanted them to. But he blamed the leaders. You can read Ezekiel 22 yourself. I don't know if anyone's brought up Ezekiel 22 here, but it was there. There's just a lot of things that were crossing over with Numbers, and starting with the number 7, and then just praying and interceding. And so, and seeking the Lord, right? Really seeking him and asking and searching him so that doors could be open for us. And so the order of the responsibility was this. This is what he said in this. You'll just have to read it yourself. But the order of the responsibility was the prophets, the priests, the prince, and the people. So the large blame primarily was at the door of the spiritual leaders, which was the prophets and the priests. And that was Isaiah 22:25-31. You can read that. And so that's what they were doing, right? So God wants everybody in the inner courts. He doesn't just want the people in the outer. He doesn't want people left in the outer courts. He says we all can come in the inner courts. And the prophets and the priests should be making a way for all people to come into the inner courts of God, for them to hear, for them to, you know, banquet and fellowship and meet with their Father and their Creator and their Maker, right? Hosea 10:12 says that this is the kind of rain that can cleanse the land. So they were talking about what type of rain can cleanse the land. Well, it wasn't the type of rain, like an earthly rain, like this evening. I don't know, I'm in the North Carolina, South Carolina area, and it is raining from the sky, right? But Hosea 10:12 says, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, and break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he comes and rains righteousness on you. Okay, so we want him to rain righteousness on the land. That's what, and it's really by his Holy Spirit. It's raining his Holy Spirit on the land. That's what cleanses the land. So I think even just in the notion of the prophetic time frame in which we are in, and some other words that have come forth from the prophet of the Lord, right? Because he was saying there's no man. Well, then there was a man. Maybe the man was Chandler, I don't know, standing in the gap as an intercessor and really praying as a prophet and an intercessor and a priest, right? Like, what if that was true? I better run. I was like, what if that was true? And because the Lord needs to cleanse the land, right? So he would send a salvation this way to help save us from the land and reaping. We don't want to reap what has been sowed in the land over the leaders. But the cleansing of the land, again, is in the condition of the Holy Spirit, sending the Holy Spirit. And this is why in sowing in righteousness, and this is what our intercession does, and over the land. So that's why it's this important, because it's important what the land that you live in. It's important the land I live in, not only as a nation, but we're scattered, right, from state to state, city to city. And now is our time. So I hope that you're encouraged this evening, and that you yield. If you have a place in you where you're yielding, or maybe the Lord is reminding you, and you're feeling drawn or reengaged, I just ask you to, you know, continue to follow him and to seek him in that. And then I'm just going to pray this little prayer, the paragraph prayer that he has here at the end of his book. Again, it's Derek Prince, Will You Intercede? And it's more like a pamphlet, but it's very good teaching. Insightful. Esther's in there as well, by the way. It's just, that's how it fell, because of Daniel. It says, I come to you now in the name of Jesus, and I offer myself to you. This is telling the Lord that you will yield as an intercessor to the Lord, and you want to be counted among that number. So I come to you now in the name of Jesus, and I offer myself to you. I make myself available to pray. God, let us be humble. Let us be yielding. Let us say yes to be available to pray for situations you want me to pray for. And Lord, I know that every listener might have a different assignment that they need to pray for. Maybe we're overlapping and praying for the same thing, God, and joining in numbers and joining in forces, God. But let us be found faithful to you. And Lord, that we will intercede for them or whatever it might be, the assignment, at your direction. And Lord, we just, it says, I am fully yours, Lord. So we fully give ourselves to you, Lord. And I give myself to you. Amen. And any of those places, and I don't know, I just, maybe there's more people who feel like I want to be concerned about the glory of God, but I'm going to have to disregard my personal interests and ambitions. He may ask me to set those aside so that his glory might be known and seen, that would be that would truly be the forefront or lifted to the center in Jesus' name. Okay, well, let's pray. Let's open up the phone lines and pray and make sure everything's kosher with the computer. That looks like it is. Okay, so let's open up 250-531. I believe this is Julia May, correct?
Yes, from Alabama. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Just great, just great.
Good. Good to hear your voice. Well, let me pray for you and intercede for you. Father, I just thank you for Julia May, Father. I thank you, Lord, to just stand in the gap for Julia May, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, you know, I just see like the cleft of the rock where it says he hid was in the cleft of the rock. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that in that place where there's hidden and there's words to be spoken and your presence to be seen and known, Father God, but, Lord, that she wouldn't be, like, consumed. Like, I see myself below you, below, so, like, this rock so you don't get caught in there, so you don't can't not get out, you know, so that you don't fall mm-hmm. too deeply into it, that it becomes, you know, that you're trapped in there some way. But I'm standing underneath it so that you are in your rightful place to hear the Lord and to see the Lord and to wait upon him. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just, I don't know, there's probably a lot more insight to delve into being in the cleft of the rock. And maybe that speaks to you more than I realize. But I thank you, Lord, for her place there, Father God. I thank you, Lord, just for what I'm saying, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for just blessing her. Lord, I thank you for her prayers that she prays in the secret place, Father, that you hear her and you know her, God, and you supply for her, Lord. What is that in Micah 7:7, that as she waits for you, God, that you are her salvation. And even that word salvation has a lot more to do with kind of like the word peace or shalom. It has a lot more depth or circumference, mm-hmm. and like it's encapsulated into everything that it means. So we thank you, God, for everything that salvation means. Lord, that she would receive all of it, God, and every exchange that was made for her on the cross would be hers, Lord. We thank you for your blood, Lord, and we thank you for your time on earth and showing us and leading the way so that we can follow. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your presence to be seen and known by Julia May, Father, that she recognizes it. Lord, when you're present, and I thank you, Lord, that you will teach her how to, even in those moments when she's not in the cleft of the rock, but you're going to recognize it and learn it and know it while you're in the cleft of the rock. But then when you're outside of that, he'll teach you how to engage him because you've learned to know and sense his presence is there. So like, let's just say you're in the grocery store and you know and you're sensing his presence, to teach you how to navigate that, why he's revealing that to you in that place, and to follow him. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the depth of that and for the truth of it, Lord, and coming forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Now, how are you doing?
Just fine. Jumping, doing great. Everybody doing fine. Just fine.
Mm-hmm. Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, very good. And do you have any specific prayer requests?
No, not really. Just continue praying for the people in Ukraine and just, you know, praying for you and, like I said, my brother and sister in Christ, that we go strong and continue to do his will. And he continue to use us according to his will.
Yeah, amen. Okay, Father, we thank you, Lord, and lift up. Lord, we lift up, like, this global unrest, Father, to you, Lord, and the Ukrainian people. We thank you for their courage, again, their preservation of faith, and for all those, Lord, that are helping them, Lord, that are there with courage and faith to guide and to help guard them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the wisdom of God. We thank you for an outpouring of your spirit to fall in that place, Lord, that you would heal that land, Father God. Lord, I pray that you would lift tyranny, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, Lord, we ask that you would judge by your justice of wickedness that's happening in the land, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, let the will of God be done. And let thy kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for our protection and provision for every one of them, God. We thank you, Lord. And it's really remarkable. I mean, in many ways, profoundly sad. Yes. I mean, beyond a depth that I could go any further, and that's just profoundly sad. And but even just remarkable to remember and realize how our lives really do overlap. You know, because normally, including myself, I wouldn't think of what's happening in Europe, you know, on a Tuesday night, you know. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we're just sensitive to that, Lord, and know that our decisions matter. And even, Lord, just realizing, as I said, that while even our intercession is so important, Father, in your glory is so eminent at this time, Father. So we thank you, Lord, and we thank you for the provision. We thank you for our brothers and sisters, that they would be encouraged in the Lord, strengthened in the Lord, growing in the knowledge and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they would take heart and be strong and courageous in all of the will of God that you have on their lives. So they would be strong and courageous, Lord. And I pray that we would cheer each other on earth, just like the cloud of witnesses are cheering us on, God, to display the glory and the wisdom of God on earth, Lord, that we would, when we see our brothers and sisters, we would encourage them on earth, Lord. We would encourage them to continue to display the glory of God and in through their lives, Lord. We thank you and for even stepping into wholeheartedly the will of God for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're doing well. Good to hear you and pray for you. So God bless you.
And God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, take care.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is 623-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Carmen from Texas. God bless you, sister.
Oh, hey, girly. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear your voice. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. God bless you. I was a lot of yesterday. I didn't hear a lot of what, I mean, I missed probably, I don't know, but I only maybe missed, I only heard like the last 10 minutes maybe of what Randy was teaching on before he opened up the phone line. But it was nice to hear because all in one place, everyone that is joining and coming together to be a part of PGN. I was like, oh, that's so nice to hear all that and how God's positioning and putting all that into place. And anyway, I just thought it was cool to hear that. So, Father, we just thank you for those that are listening. Carmen does Saturday night, correct?
Yes.
Yes, Saturday night. Okay, that's my thought. Okay, so, and if you're not on the text alerts, if you will, then you can just text the program and get the app as well, because it's everything's all in there at your fingertips to listen, to call in, and to text. So PGN does have an app on your app store. Okay, let's pray for Carmen. Father, we thank you for Carmen, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Like, I see like him beginning to put things together. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And they're going to kind of, it's not the word. It's like he's putting things together, and I don't know if it's cooking, but like, but putting things together, they're going to kind of melt or mold together, you know, and it's going to come together in such a way. It's like, oh, I didn't realize that one thing fit with this other thing, but the Lord just put it together so nicely. It just molds together and melts and molds together that it becomes one substance, one effort, one thing seen, but it's putting them together. And so I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And how you use the things in our lives, you know, taking the things in our lives and the structure, our experiences, our abilities, our gifted, and all of that, and talents, you know, our time, putting all of it together, and then melting it together and molding it into one to one thing, how it all fits together into one, and then not even remember, you know, and then taking that and serving that to him. Or before him, you know, obviously to the people, but before the Lord, and I'm not even remembering like years down the line, like, oh yeah, I did that and that, you know. There was one time I did counsel, like a practicum counsel or training or whatever, and the guy that worked there used to work with, like, he used to be a financial advisor, I guess, type of thing, like for Merrill Lynch, and he was saying he never knew how God was going to go from Merrill Lynch to being a counselor, you know, and have his own practice and his own thing. And then the Lord just began to show him the principles that he learned through that practice of being a financial advisor, whatever it was, that the principles that he extracted from there. And I don't know if it was personalities or what, or how the company was structured, how he was to structure his. So the Lord, like, just infused these things, put them together. And now I know, because we're actually friends with him still, is I know that he does a lot of stuff in his practice corporately. Like, he also does counsel corporately, counseling, you know, like, what do they call that? Emotional intelligence and personality things. And so how to communicate with each other in the workplace and how to get along and have greater success that way. So God actually took both of those things and just, and at the time, you know, when he was doing, he's like, these are just like two separate things in the world. Could these things come together? So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing, Lord, and what you're melting together, what you're putting, because you're putting it together, God. And I thank you, Lord, how it's just all useful. Everything in our life is useful. You know, instead of saying nothing's wasted, we do need to say everything in my life is useful. All this can be used for God and his glory. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will be esteemed, Lord, that you will be magnified, God, in Jesus' name, and glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, God, in the process in which is the beginning. Like, I see him, it's beginning to take place. The things are going in the pan or in the pot, and he's starting to stir it, you know. So the process is taking place, Father. And thank you. And Lord, if there be anything else, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that is by his choosing and his heart and what he puts together. It is by his choosing and his heart and what he chooses to put together. So we thank you. We thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh,
It's funny that you should say that word, counsel. You kept saying that over and over again, and I love PGN. And the other day I was talking to somebody on PGN, I believe it was Carol, and she was going on about all the things that God was doing in her life, and she, in her speech, she mentioned something about counseling, and that dropped in my spirit. This is how we need one another, because we never know how God may use us to help somebody else. So I'm always listening to what other people are saying. I'm trying to intently listen to everything, because you never know what God may be saying through them. And right. He sparked something in me about counseling, and it's funny that you're saying that, and it's almost like a desire is coming back to me to want to finish that off. I have something in counseling, but I need to take some other courses, and that stirred something in me, and I was like, I felt like it was the Lord telling me, yeah, go this way, and see, you get a little bit here and a little bit over there. So that night I got a little bit, and now tonight I feel like your words were going there again.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is interesting. And it is interesting to me, too, sometimes how when I'm giving the prophetic word and then I see, I'm reminded of an example like that, and that to remind me it is a prophetic, yeah, that is, I was reminded of that specifically for a reason. And I hadn't thought about that in a long time, but anyway, so praise God. Yes. I think you'd be an awesome counselor.
Mm-hmm. We need each other. Yeah. We need each other.
Yes,
because we never know what one person might give, the other one may, and little bits of here and there, and before you know it, you have a bigger picture of what it is that God is telling you. So thank you all. And God bless you, and for those intercessors, which I love intercessors, without them, what will we be, right? And
yes.
So, when we get on the show, not only listen, but intercede. Amen.
Amen.
That's
amen.
All.
Yeah, well, thank
well,
you
God
so
bless.
Much. And let me tell you, yeah, I know when you prayed for me the end of December, I was actually considering going back to school, and you gave me a word about, you said, oh, I see a cart. You're pulling a cart with a bunch of books on it. And I was like, I knew that for me, that was a confirmation to like the Lord saying, yes, I want you to do this. So that's cool.
That's family for you.
Yeah. That's cool. Anyway, well, thank you and God bless you. Good to hear your voice and to join us and the privilege to pray for you.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is 903-834. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Carrie Lacey from Texas.
Carrie Lacey?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is that your full name, or is your first name Carrie, or is your name Carrie Lacey?
My first name is Carrie.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
R-I-E.
Okay.
R-I-E, Carrie.
Oh,
My last name is Lacey.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, Carrie.
Little,
let me pray for you.
Small town, Texas. It's a very small place from Texas.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. Good to have you here. I don't know if I've ever prayed
thank
for you,
you
before. Yeah.
Thank you. Have. It's a sister told me about you. It's been a while, like last year, but I think I've had you pray for me before. I've been on here before.
Okay. All right, very good.
I don't know if you know it. I don't know if she won't mind me mentioning her name, but Sister Rhonda.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You
yeah,
know her?
I do know her.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, very, very sweet
yes.
woman.
Yes.
Filled with the
yes.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I believe she's listening. Yeah. And yes, all of PGN family is grateful for her. She is a blessing to all of us. So
yes, she is
to call her friend. Yes.
Mhm. Yes, I've been
okay,
out
well,
there then. Before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good. Good. Sorry, I didn't remember. So let me pray for you. I'm going to mute your phone line, and I'll be right back. But I'm going to pray and intercede for you. Okay. Going to leave that right there. So, Father, we thank you for Carrie, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bring her to your altar. God, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for what you're doing. I see the Lord lifting you up and taking you in places that might be a little uncomfortable. It might be like, you know, like some people are maybe afraid of heights. And sometimes I feel like in certain situations I'm a little nervous with heights, and it just feels a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit out of your natural zone or the place you would choose to step in or choose to go. But the Lord's really lifting you up, you know, and it's safe, but it's also going to feel a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit edgy, if you will, and a little bit, you know, you're definitely going to know your dependence and your reliance on him. And that's okay, because really what the Lord wants us to do is to be confident in our dependence and reliance on him, and to know to do that quicker. Like, hey, Lord, I'm about to do this, and I definitely need you. You know, I don't want to go. If you're not there, I don't want to go. And I told my husband this evening, and sometimes I feel like that even before I call in on Tuesday evening leading, and, you know, I just get a little bit nervous or a little bit, sometimes I feel that where it's going to take a step of faith. And this evening I just said to my husband, I just said, hey, I don't want to go. If God's not going to be there, I don't want to go, you know. And not that he's not here, but I mean, if God doesn't show up, like, then what do I have? I don't really have anything, you know, and that's, I don't want to step into that apart from him. And so, but really I'm just saying my dependence and reliance on him, it's very clear. So like that veil gets leaner and leaner and leaner, and where it just becomes second nature to say, God, I'm depending and I'm leaning on you. And it's not something that is because I'm lacking anything, you know, I'm just acknowledging he's everything. And sometimes he takes us to places where we can see we don't have a dependence on our own in any way. Like we're not holding on. And really, literally, I see this as a figuratively and literally, and you're not holding on to those things that that you would feel secure with. You have to learn to rely and depend on the Holy Spirit where he's bringing you. But I see it in a sense where he's literally lifting you up and taking you places where you can even see a different perspective and a higher perspective over where he's taking you, or even the view of, you know, somebody was mentioning this the other day, where there is like where you have London and Paris, and on earth they're traveled, there's some distance apart where you have to travel. But if you go up to the heights, and from the height, or like from an airplane or whatever, you know, they might look a lot closer when you get to it. So the perspective of it aligns things in a different perspective when you get height on it. And so, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in her life, Lord, and but mostly seeing that, again, it's not places that you can hold on to in your own nature and that you're used to, but yet you're very secure. I just will say you're very secure, and you're standing in the Lord, and you will be found standing in the Lord. And he will not give us more than we can bear. So it's not necessarily a trial in a sense, like on earth when we have trials and conflict. It's not that. It's a place where he's lifting you up, and it's good. Like it's a good adventure. But it's definitely of him. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, there you go. There's your phone line. Sorry, there's a little delay there. Oops, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for joining. Do you have any specific prayer requests or anything you'd like to share with us?
Well, I do have something to share.
Okay.
When you were talking and praying, seemed like I had to really listen. I don't know because you muted me from the rest or what, but God spoke through you for something that's going on with me, and I have a request. I'm having a lot of problems, and you were saying something about trials, and God is moving me up because the trials that I'm having, I do believe that God is moving me up a higher, like an upper. He's moving me up. And the trials that I have, I'm having trials in my marriage, trials in my family. I'm just a lot of trials, but I'm standing on God's word. So I just want to thank you for confirming some things as you was talking.
Oh, well, praise God.
Sister Deborah, I
thank praise
you.
God. Yeah.
And I'd like for you to pray for me that God give me wholeness, and I'm dealing with health situation. So I did get a confirmation, you just talking to me. I did, and I want to thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Jesus is so good. I just want to thank you for letting me know that and then it was just something about y'all talking about intercessory prayers. And that's what I've been chosen to be, an intercessory prayer warrior for peoples and the stuff that's going on with me. But I do that. So I just got a lot of confirmation tonight. I really did. And I just want to say God bless you.
Well, thank you. And God bless you too. And, yeah, let's pray, everyone. Let's pray for her health and wholeness. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for just sending forth your light. We thank you for the fire of God. The fire of God sometimes lifts us up. And so we thank you, Lord, because it supplies heat and there's air and there's sources to it that counteractive to what's around us. And so, Lord, we thank you just for the elements, Lord, that you cause to bring forth to lift her up, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and lift up her health to you, Father, and ask, Lord, we know, Lord, we ask and pray because we're praying in faith and obedience to your word to pray for those for health and healing, God. We thank you, Lord, for just how you demonstrated your healing throughout the New Testament in so many various ways, Lord, and that you anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power who went about doing good and healing and delivering those, God, from oppression, Father. So I thank you in Jesus' name, God, in faith, Lord, that you would deliver her home from any oppression. In the name of Jesus, Lord, body, soul, and spirit, we thank you, Lord, that you are a good shepherd who you concern yourself with the things that are weak in the sheep, God. And we know first and foremost that is in spirit, Lord, and you made provision for that, Lord, in body and in soul, God. We thank you, Lord, that you be all-encompassing, Father, and all engrafting and enfolding every truth, God, every exchange on the cross would be hers, Lord, healing. Your healing virtue would be dispensed upon her, Father God. We thank you for wholeness, Lord. We speak shalom and your peace, Lord, that has wholeness and completeness, God, in that, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for what is rightfully hers, Lord, and praying even this evening that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. And any tongue that shall rise in judgment, thou shalt condemn, Father God. And we thank you for the heritage of the servants of the Lord, God, and her declaring she's your servant, God, and that she be found as an intercessor, God. So we thank you for shielding her, powerfully shielding her and guarding her, God, by your spirit of might, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for her righteousness, Lord.
and that you just place her and cover her, Lord, and to give her rest for her body, God, and healing. Healing and rest in Jesus' name and wholeness as she requests. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you. Yeah.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. It's so sweet. Okay. I can see some of those. Okay, hold on while I find my place again, because, okay, here we go. Caller 240-482, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay, well, let me mute your line real quick, and I will pray for you. So thank you. Thank you again for joining us. Let me move this up so I can find that quicker. Well, hopefully, Lord willing. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Valerie, Lord. We just bring her to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, to the Lord, that he will never leave us or forsake us. And we thank you for your promises, Lord. We thank you for your word that is spoken, your word that is true, even your word that is refined. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the purity of it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your active role to even defend her, God, Lord, that even the love of God defends you. The love of God defends you. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, we just ask that in the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere over the place where she meets with you, Lord, and that you would clear any spirits of oppression, anything that would be opposing, is a better way to say it, anything opposing the work of the Holy Spirit, would clear that atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. And so let me just look up this word because, and I was thinking of when you were with the Lord, but like the word conspiracy, but like when you meet with the Lord, hold on, tell me the secret, a secret plan, I'm going to do something, an action of plotting or conspiracy. So, yeah, because I was going to say, it sounds like it was in a negative, because the word conspiracy, but sometimes the Lord can do, you know, like an oxymoron or a, you know, there's a book called A Severe Mercy, I forget what it's called, but it's a, I guess, I don't know if that's considered oxymoron, but taking the two words and making them one, but they fit together in opposites, kind of. But so I don't know if there's like a way when you come with the Lord and meet with him where there's a planning and plotting. And I don't know if it's like he gives you strategies, you know, the word conspiracy, but strategies. And I don't know, maybe he reveals things to you in a certain way that that are like that. I don't know. I don't know if that, how that kind of fits together. That's kind of because it has like a dual type of meaning. And normally the word conspiracy, again, seems like it's a negative connotation. But, and it's not, so Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing, God, and the plans and the actions and the plotting of the Holy Spirit, you know, and I, and, so we thank you, Lord, for bringing forth your plans, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And actually, that was, reminded me of something that was, let me see if I can, let's see if I can find this one here. How was the wording one? I don't know if I can like follow it. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there's a word that I gave a couple of weeks ago about God's elect. And there was something in there. But anyways, it says, at the end of it, it says this: designs and plans are held in place for my elect. Confront obstacles, confront obstinance, count the cost and step in faith, and lift up my standard and lift up my prayers by my word. And lift up your lives and hear my mighty spirit as I lead victoriously. I will cause ways of favor, rising up righteousness for the lowly in the land. But the Lord, so those plans, so sometimes, sometimes we do have to confront things in the spirit. And sometimes we can do that first. And foremost in intercession and before the Lord, and then we go out, you know, like God prepares the way that way. Or if the Lord's dropping this strategy in you and telling you to go, you know, like kind of nudging you on your back, now go, you know what to do, or and confront this, then, you know, that's different too. But the Lord, obviously, what I'm saying is he can do it either way or both ways. And because he knows the final outcome, he knows the timing, and he knows the purpose, and he has the will. So so we thank you for that, God, Lord, for just covering Valerie, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for making those places, Lord, that she meets with you, Lord, just incredibly fruitful and precious, God. And we thank you, Lord, that there's no, you know, barriers or anything that can take away her fruit, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, just for the sweetness and the fruitness that she has in you, and that you cover her with as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Are you, do you have any prayer requests that we can pray with you for this evening, or anything you'd like to share this tonight?
I did have three prayer requests. I'm sorry, I can't talk tonight.
That's okay.
I wanted to ask for prayer for peace in my home. I'm just dealing with a lot of strife with my kids, and just wanted to pray for peace in my home, and just wisdom about my next steps in life. I'm thinking about moving to be closer to some of my family, to just help, so I have more support. Extended family, and I just want wisdom. I need wisdom on whether or not that's the right thing to do, and just want to be able to hear the Lord's guidance, and just for clarity of thinking, like on the job, I just, you know, sometimes struggle, or often struggling with being able to think clearly and get my work done, and so just for clear thinking.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, saints, let's intercede for Valerie. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we just lift up Valerie's home to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, on her word of authority over her home, Father God. We pray in agreement for the peace of God, the shalom of God,
thank you,
to come and to rest and to shield over her household, Father God, in every room that's there, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom and your understanding to fill every room in their house, Father, in Jesus' name. Yeah. We thank you for even the Jesus Proverbs name. That talk about wisdom and the things that come to our home, God. Let them be hers, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. As she seeks you, let
thank
her
you.
Find you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and every spirit of conflict, Lord, that you would tether, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that it wouldn't be like a soft answer. Turns away wrath, God, and that those would be quick to hear,
yes, Lord.
And slow to speak, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this, God, in Jesus' name. And
thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. And Father, we ask for your wisdom to be upon her decision making. We thank you for your guidance and your instruction,
yes,
and wisdom,
you,
and provision. God, wisdom and the provision of, and not, I don't mean just financially, I mean in the provision of, in the way in which you go and the way in which he leads you. And so we thank you, Lord, and just
mm-hmm.
pray for wisdom and provision, and even
thank
in finances,
you, Lord.
God, making provision in that way as well, God. But we thank you, and the Lord really likes when we ask for wisdom, and so just keep asking him, God, where is your wisdom in this? Can I find your wisdom in this? Keep asking him for your wisdom. And one time I was doing something, I forget what it was, I might not have shared it here before, and this is why I pray this way, but he showed me to ask for wisdom and provision, and it wasn't just financially, it was something else, but I could see the
mm-hmm.
steps along the way that led to a greater outcome through provision, because I was asking for wisdom and provision. So because I've never heard anyone pray like that before, and I just heard the Holy Spirit say it, I always pray that when people ask for wisdom, I pray for wisdom and provision. We thank you, God, for your protection as you lead to, God, that you
thank
would
you,
give
Lord.
Them your grace to strengthen their lives, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, in that
thank
that you would
Lord.
Give her greater focus at work, in Jesus' name, Lord,
yes.
and that you would be with her as she puts her hands to do her job, Father, that you would be with her, that your wisdom would cover her in the workplace, whether she works at home or leaving the home, Father God, but you would cover her, and the blood of Jesus would just be upon every
thank
instrument,
you.
God, and every function that she has to do, God, and we thank you for her mind being clear, Father, her mind being clear, God, and just clear that way, God, again, just anything opposing the work of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for great success and
thank
great
you,
outcome
Lord.
And your great wisdom and provision in her workplace as well, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much.
Hey. You're welcome. And sometimes when I have like something where it's like, I feel like my concentration is off or I can't, or whatever, like that clarity thing sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
I really do something like either just take, sometimes it's a little bit strenuous exercise, not too much where I'm like, you know, felt like too much, you know, but enough where it just
mm-hmm.
lifts something off of my mind. You know what I mean? Whether it's just a long walk and
yeah.
I get my heart rate up for a little bit, it just clears my head a little bit and I can get a little bit of more clarity and function and that kind of thing too. And that's just a practical thing. But anyway, that might help
okay.
for a little
thank
bit.
Thank
you. Yeah. Anyway, okay, thank you. God bless you and thank you for joining us.
God bless you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Okay, I have a couple more calls, two more callers here. Here we go, 214-938. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Loretta from Texas.
Loretta?
Yes.
Oh, that's a nice name. My co-in-law, yeah, my co, I think that's how you say it, my daughter's mother-in-law, and anyway, co-in-law. Her name is Narada, so it's kind of similar.
It's close.
Anyway. Yes. Narada, so that's nice. Okay. So, Father, we just thank you for Narada, Father, and we thank you and welcome her, God, for joining us. We thank you, God, just for open, I just think the Lord just opening up spaces and places for you to sit at the table. So we thank you for that, God. And so when I hear that word and sitting at the table, certainly you're invited, and the Lord opening up spaces and places for you, opening up spaces and places for you to sit at the table. And actually, it might seem even larger than life at times, you know, that you would be joined there. And it, okay, so this is figuratively or like symbolically saying it, but a place at the table would be where you have a voice and you have input, and that matters, you know, for whatever the discussion is or whatever is happening in the place. So how this gets played out literally may not be that it is literally at a table, if this makes sense, but it's a sphere of influence that you have in your place where your voice is, your place where you're offering and what you bring and whatever that is in that place of influence is that your voice matters. You know, that's your place at the table. It matters what you're bringing. It matters to them. But I see the Lord opening up, again, places and spaces that are larger and large. I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know, sometimes when the Lord does that too, takes us to broader places, if you will, maybe you want to look at it that way, a broad place, and I'm going to look that up in Scripture as I'm talking. But there is a, what can I say? Oh, there's a sense of, like, we can get used to where we're working and, like, we can get used to where we're working, like, or used to a certain place where you pray, and then, like, it gets very comfortable, and if you go, like, if you ever visit a new church or there's a new pastor talking or whatever, like, it kind of can feel like, okay, I need to know, like, what's happening, even though sometimes we're not maybe consciously aware of this, but we really are doing this subconsciously is, okay, I don't know what's next. What does this mean? Like, especially if you go to like a new function at church, like a women's function or something like that, you're kind of listening for the person to lead up front. Okay, so after this, we're going to have a time of prayer and then we'll take a break. And you know what I mean? So we want to know those things even subconsciously. So in this broad place, then you actually, there's so much room to fill up now, like how you stretch out, like, and not knowing like what you're bringing, is this really enough? Because you're used to it being in a certain surrounding and you could really sense and have that sounding board in that room, in that space of like, okay, yeah, I can read this well. Because you're comfortable and because there's a sounding board there within that space and it's within how you're used to functioning, if that makes sense. And then going into a broad place is you're bringing that same anointing, that same gift, that same offering. It's just sometimes it might feel like it's hard to read that where the sounding board is because the place has been enlarged. And I hope that makes sense by me saying that, but let me see if I can find this verse.
Okay.
Okay, I'm learning sometimes. Okay, so I think it's this one here we'll do. Psalm 18:9. Oh, this one might not be it, but okay. I don't think this is it, Psalm 18, because that has, okay. Oh, I guess I'm just maybe not understanding it right, but Psalms 18:9, so I guess it is that. It says, brought me out into a broad place, and he delivered me because he delighted in me. So it's just talking about the delight of the Lord. Okay, so but he brought me to a broad place. So I'm not sure exactly if that's the verse I was looking for, but that's the one that comes up, so Praise God for that.
Psalms, you said 118?
Let me go back. No, it's just, hold on, I lost it. It's Psalms 18.
Oh, 18, okay.
Verse 19.
Okay.
But there might be other, things in there where it talks about going, taking you into a broad place.
Okay.
So, yeah, and sometimes the Lord does that too, so that we trust what he's put inside of us and not necessarily what the reaction is of those around us and how they're taking it in or how they, you know, not necessarily needing to have their response to it or their reaction to it, you know, but really trusting, you know, like that place and that fire of God that's in you to bring that forth, you know, and to speak on that and to, yeah. So, yeah, and you might have heard me say this before, or I'm not sure if you have or not, but sometimes the Lord will bring us, when he brings us into a bigger place where there's like even that we need to grow into it, it feels a little bit awkward. And I used to have a pastor who would say it this way, is that it was like, it would be like putting on a pair of shoes that are a couple sizes too big for you. And the Lord saying, but no, these are yours and you're going to walk in them. You're going to learn to walk in them. It's a little bit awkward at first, but they're yours. This is yours to walk in, and you're going to grow in them, and you're going to learn to walk in it because you're going to grow in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks to me, too, because the Lord, because, you know, it's like right when we get comfortable, not comfortable, but do you know what I'm saying, for lack of better words, but used to how the Lord's using us and function, he's like, no, right turn here. Like, you know, like, okay, you know, yeah. So
are you saying kind of like when you kind of look how God moved and did things before in the past, and you're looking for him to come in that similar same way, and he's not? Is that kind of like what you're saying? How we can be dependent on looking for God from past experiences, knowing and seeing how he did things in the way he came. And you kind of depend on that. Okay, Lord, this is the way you did it before. This is how you came before. And you're looking for that. And he's kind of like, no, I'm not coming that way. I'm not doing it that way this time.
It could be. He certainly does do that. You are correct.
Okay.
Because, again, I mean, that was kind of like, you know, my prayer for the person, one of the people earlier about really being dependent and relying and trusting on him. Those are virtues. He will put us in situations so that we literally will do that, you know, and it's because we're his children. He loves us and he's already done so much for us. He wants to know he is trustworthy. And it's very fatherly, you know, like it is very fatherly for him to put us in a situation where we really do need to trust him and know that his character, he's going to bring us through and however that's going to happen. But what with you more so, I've seen him bringing you to a broad place, like a broad place, make enlarging places of your territory, where you walk, where you're invited to come to the table, and the process in which what you give and receive there. But there's something obviously that you're going to give for you being brought to the table. There's something that you're going to give and offer in these broader places that are being opened up
okay.
to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be in prayer.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have a prayer request or no? Okay. Good night.
Yeah, it's just continue for God to lead me and know that that's him in wisdom, like you were speaking with the lady that just got off the phone.
Okay, yeah. So, Father,
for
we
God's
just
wisdom
thank you.
And just for him to continue to lead me and guide me, then I know that it's him without a doubt.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to mute your phone line. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to pray for you. And thank you, saints, for joining us in prayer. And if anyone else is in need of this prayer as well, certainly join hearts and take a hold of it in the spirit and hands as well. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Loretta, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the wisdom of provision that you provide for her as you guide her, you instruct her, you teach her, God, and I think of Psalm 25 for you as well as I pray that just now. And I thank you, Lord, for teaching her along the way, Lord, that she would indeed know that it's you. And the word of the Lord tells us that he sends us forth with joy and leads us with peace. And I believe that's in Isaiah. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that these things will be with her and upon her. In Jesus' name, and Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, just how you instill your truth and your trust to your daughter, Lord, and that she will follow wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller here. And let me see, I need to. So that would be caller 402-214. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah, Sharon from New York.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
Thank you.
I got knocked off the line again. I called even before the show started. Yeah.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
sorry to hear that. Sorry about that. Hey, well, next time if it happens, you're welcome to text me that I got knocked off and moved me up in the line. So sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If that happens, yeah, if that seems to be a disruption like that. Okay, thank you. Let me mute you for a second while I pray for you. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for sharing, God, and we come to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and just even by her own words, Lord, and confession of faith, God, we thank you for her place in the order, God, that you have over her life, God. We thank you for the alignments, Lord, and setting things in order, God, and setting things in place, Father, that are secure, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your hand to be upon her as a shield and a refuge and your fortress, Lord. We thank you that you are her rock, Lord, and her mighty fortress, Father. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I think there's a Psalm 46 maybe where it says that he will not cause our foot to slip, fall, or stumble. So we thank you, Lord, for securing her place, Lord, securing her steps and her order in you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I'm seeing like a color. That's a new one. Well, not new, but it doesn't happen. Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can find. I don't know what this color means. It's nice. It's kind of like an ombre. I would call it kind of like an ombre color because it's like an orange with a yellowish with a, so orange here. It says spirit of wisdom, perseverance, powerful force, energy, balance, heat, fire, purification, enthusiasm. So it's like orangish, yellowish, and then the orange and yellow are mixing in colors, so kind of like an ombre like that. So it's nice, it's pleasant, it's there's no negative connotation to it at all. So, Lord, we thank you for that, Lord, and in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, praise God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deborah, would you pray for my daughter and my grandchildren?
Yeah, absolutely. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sharon's daughter and grandchildren. We thank you for her family bloodline, Lord. We pray for a blessing upon them. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you would cover them. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, God, that you cover them, carry them, and lead them by your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for even the preservation. And maybe that's what the ombre thing was for the generation. And so even the preservation of faith in this, and over her daughter and over her grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just we thank you, Lord, for opening their eyes and their ears to hear and to see, that they would grow in spiritual wisdom and spiritual knowledge, God, that you would enlighten their hearts with the things of God and the Holy Spirit upon them, Father, Lord, and cause their hearts for them to develop wings to soar like eagles, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're developing and creating, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you too, Jeff.
Okay, take care. Okay, I have two more callers, and I have time. I have time. 954-5580. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. Jamaica.
Hello.
Okay, awesome. Okay, and then our last caller is going to be 724-518. So I'll be right with you after I pray for Carolyn. Carolyn, am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
Right? Okay, thank you, Carolyn. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we bring Carolyn to your altar, God, and to your throne of grace, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Lord, just for opening up, like I've seen the box thing, like I don't know if it's a treasure or a box or like a chest-like thing, open up. Father, and we thank you for that, God, the things that you're opening up to her, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, I not necessarily can't see what's in there, in Jesus' name. But yeah, like, but there are types of treasures in there, I guess, and keepsakes and things that are important, your things that, like, your heart delights in, that your heart is pleased with, between you and the Father. You know, of course, it's all pure and righteous, and his goodness is on it. And so I thank you, Lord, for just those enduring things, like the things that are endearing, excuse me, to be found within there, Father God. Just thank you for that. And I just even see you, like, as you are discovering these things, even your relationship with the Lord going to a greater depth of how much he loves you, how much he sees you, how much he knows you. And so my hesitation was, is where I said discovering, and I don't know if some of them will be recovering, but it feels more like discovering more so than recovering things. But there might be an aspect of recovery. Let me see, what is that, Lord? A discovering, things that you're discovering in there. I think what the element of that is that I have an unction more so in my spirit. Let me just say, maybe don't have great clarity on this, but the unction in my spirit is to say that the discovery of these items will be more so where you may have asked the Lord to recover, right? Recover all, where it says something. But the discovery of what is there is even more so valuable, and more so that it doesn't matter of what the other thing was that you thought you lost or that you thought you wanted to recover. This makes up for it. that you couldn't even think to ask, or you couldn't think to imagine, or even inquire to replace it, which is to show me the wisdom of God too, how we might limit him in our prayers when we're saying we want to recover all. Because what if he could do so much more, where just our hearts were abounding in the presence and in the love of God, so much more to have this other thing that he chose, discover what he wants for us, and that it makes up, that you feel no loss. And it's just like this other thing just like melts away, totally dissolves this other thing. So I thank you for that. And that feels very true as I'm saying it more and more, that's true. So I thank you, God. Thank you, God, just for unlocking things in her life, God, and in the listener's life, God. Thank you for unlocking these things, God, and these discoveries, Father God, that are more than we would ask or think or imagine, God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray we wouldn't even limit ourselves in our own prayers, God, in asking to recover all, God, when we would want to discover more of you, God. And so I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for teaching us, Lord. And Lord, when we go to those places where it's actually going to limit or harness what we are going to receive from you, God, that you would put a check in our spirit, God, check and rein that back in, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you could be released to do the more, God, to do exceedingly more, God, than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. God, we want to release that to her, Father, and let her discover it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Thank you. I can really relate to that word. Thank you.
Good. Praise God. Yeah, I felt the glory of God on that one. So praise the Lord. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling. It was good to hear your voice, as always. Hey, God bless you.
Thank you. Can you quickly say a prayer for me? I have two important appointments this week. May you kindly pray for favor and success, please.
Pray for the appointments. And what was the second part?
Favor and success.
Safer and success?
Safe. Yes.
Safe and success. Okay. Yes, I will. I'm going to close your phone line, and then I'm going to pray for you, and then move to the next caller, your request. So, Father, we thank you for Caroline. God, we thank you for watching over her and protecting her. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your eye that is watchful over her, and I think of Psalm 121 over her, Father God. We thank you, God, for protection and safety as you cover her, God, in Jesus' name, and all that she does and all of her travels and all of her ways, in the name of Jesus, for these appointments, God. And we thank you for great success over them as well. We ask for your favor and your blessing. And I actually, I can't look it up right now, but it is Psalm 84:11 as well, so that has to do with his favor over you and the righteous. So look that up for your success. So we thank you, Psalm 84:11, and then for your safety and him being watchful over the entirety of it, Psalm 121. So thank you, and God bless you. And now let me open the phone line, caller. 724-518. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Cassandra. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Cassandra?
Yes, Cassandra.
Thank you, Cassandra, for calling. Okay, just have a few minutes. And I try so hard not to go over, but I do. I don't know why, but anyways, so it's okay, though. So, Father, I thank you for Cassandra, God, and we thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she is, Lord. We come to your throne and bring her to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. And I think I see the Lord, like, ushering you into some things, you know, and I see, I'm not sure. But I see the Lord ushering you to some things. So we thank you, Lord, for your mighty right hand and your mighty right arm, God, how you lead us, and you lead us like a gentleman, Lord. And you invite us to certain things. He invites us and he moves us. and he nurtures us, even our spirits. He nurtures our spirits. And, you know, but he's a gentleman, too. We don't have to say yes, and if we don't answer those woos, then we kind of miss that opportunity, you know, that window of opportunity. So, Lord, I thank you for the people that are in her life as well, that you will supply, Father God, to help her to understand the things that happen in heaven, on earth as they do in heaven. And we don't always have, you know, these types of relationships that mimic or like clarify things on earth as they are in heaven, because sometimes love can be, the word love can be involved. And when we get involved, if you think of that word, the word love is actually in the word involved, except the letters are mixed up and you have to look for it. And that's what love is like sometimes. It's like when we get involved, things can get mixed up, but we have to look for, we have to intently focus and look for the love and look for the heart of God and things. And sometimes that happens in relationships around us that are to be, but I see the Lord using even the fellowship of others to bring you to the heart of God, to demonstrating virtues and characters and the nature of a gentleman and the Holy Spirit, the ways of the Holy Spirit and being a gentleman, and with the, like, the gentle guidance of, like, a father does. Like, he gently guides us with gentleness, with wisdom and instruction, but then we're free to choose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're free to choose. Like, I think he's pointing me in this direction, but he's not saying, it's not, because it's not a controlling thing. He's offering it to you with wisdom and instruction, and then we're to take a hold of that and keep walking with it. And it brings some delight when we find it, when we find these things and we say yes to the things of the Lord. So I thank you, Father, for, again, the fellowship. Lord, help her to see with eyes that can focus, Lord, even with things that are messed up, you know. And like, I've seen the Lord use people that were homeless that used to go to our other church in such profound ways. I mean, like, they were in service. And I'd say, Lord, if you were here, if you were at this function, where would you be, Lord? Who would you visit? Where would you be? And the Lord just showed me so many different things. But this one gentleman, you know, I'm going to tell my husband sometimes when we would see him, his name was Joe. Oh, I don't know if I should say his name. His name is Joe. And he would say, I'd say to my husband, honey, I think he's Jesus in this room, like, and to see how other people will treat him. And, you know, and sometimes it wasn't always pleasant to get too close to him, too small, but it was like, this guy was like on fire for God, and he would witness to other people who were homeless and witness the word of God to them. And just his countenance and his humble, you know, demeanor, unbelievable, you know, but the Spirit of God was alive in him. And it was almost like, like, I had a holy fear sometimes. We're like, man, I think he might be Jesus, encapsulated with Jesus, you know. But the Lord showed me, taught me a virtue from him, taught me a character from him, you know. And but I had to stay focused. I had to listen to the Holy Spirit. But I see this fellowship of them leading you into the altar of God, leading into places where you can really, really know the Lord more and more. And I just realized what time it is. So God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us and calling this evening. So praise God.
Thank you. I have a prayer request.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
I need deliverance from attacks in my home, and I also need deliverance. Like, I missed some of the first things you were saying because I basically just got attacked in my own home. And then also I need prayer for my son, for his dad to continue to get supervised visitation by a professional supervisor and not by his mother. They're all racist. They're all violent. And it would not be good for my son or myself if they took away the professional supervisor.
Okay, I'll pray for you. I'm going to have to mute your phone line, and then I'm going to have to end because I know some people are probably going to get ready to call in for the other program that Randy's going to be on, but I will pray. for you. So I'm going to mute your phone line and thank you for calling. I hope you call back too and join us on the Thursday night as well when Randy teaches and we take communion. That'll be helpful too, I think too. Okay. So God bless
you.
Yeah. Thank you too. Thank you. So, Father, we pray for her in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up, and you can look up these verses yourself, 2 Timothy 4:18, Psalm 31:18, Colossians 1:13, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. So, Father, we thank you for the mighty hand of God and that nothing is impossible for you. Father, we pray that you would deliver her, God, from the evil attacks of the enemy in her household, God, and that you would bring her safely to you, Father, in Jesus' name. And that's, I think that's what I've seen in your thing, is God bringing safely to you. And I pray that you would be a fence of protection around her and her home. And we declare and decree that any lying lips against her shall cease and that the goodness and mercy shall flow through her, all of her days into her home as well. God, go through their household as well, Mighty One. We thank you that you deliver her from every power and scheme of darkness, Lord, and that you will guard her from the evil one, and you shall not come near her dwelling place. God, we take authority over that, Lord, and we strengthen her against the evil one, and that no fear or anything, Lord, would be amongst her, Lord. And we thank you that all strongholds in her life shall be destroyed and cast down in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the supervision, Lord, and the legal aid that is needed. Lord, we ask for wisdom and provision for the supervision, Father God, and the right person and the right order and the right functions to be in place that she is requesting, God. So we let our requests be known to you, God, praying in agreement for her in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us, and God bless you. And you might need to dial back in if you want to listen to Randy, so praise God.